Welcome to Local Matters Sports. This is Sam Brooks, your host. Got Taylor Hennigan, the head football coach at Cookeville High School, former Tennessee Tech football player, coach, and former Cookeville High School football standout, of course. Welcome back to the show, Taylor.
Thank you. Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, man. Well, a dream realized. So we talked a little bit last time you were here about getting back to Cookeville and the process of getting hired and all of that. So you've had a little bit of time now. You've been into school the last semester as a teacher slash coach. So how are you feeling now to be back?
It's been great. You know, I get asked that a lot. And, you know, some ways it's exactly what I expected. And in a lot of ways there's, you know, nothing that prepares you for a lot of the stuff that goes on. And, you know, all good things. But obviously learning every day. So, but it's been fun. It's been really, really good.
We talked in depth about foundational thought process as far as being a football coach and really with anything that you do. So, as I remember, and I jotted a few things down, but as I remember, you really wanted to get involved with the middle schools again and, you know, really show some love, show some attention to those kids who are going to be your future players. How has that worked out? How has it transpired? How have you been able to do that?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been good. That's definitely been a focus of mine. That was one of the big areas of emphasis for me when I first got the job. You know, just the way rules are nowadays and the way, really probably the whole state, but our county's set up, it's not as easy as it used to be as far as getting access to some of those middle school players. So you're limited in what you can do. But I think just trying to get our players involved with schools in general, not necessarily football players, just helping community service type opportunities, reaching out to the coaches. They've been great, very receptive to helping us and meeting with us just to talk ball and kind of get on the same page with them and get to know the middle school coaches and youth coaches. And, you know, a big part of it, I think, for me was just opening our facility. We have a great facility, very blessed with, you know, our indoor and weight room and turf facility. So, you know, just opening that and giving that, giving them an opportunity to get on our campus if they need to.
Well, there's no doubt the new turf field over there has got to be a big draw, you know, for those young players looking to come up in Cookeville, that play in Cookeville and are going to play in Cookeville. And, of course, you want them all to stay, you know, at your school. You want them all to come to Cookeville High School and be football players there, and not only football but other sports at Cookeville High School. I know you're not one to tell a kid or want a kid just to play one sport if they have the ability to play other sports. So, you know, knowing that and having the ability to talk with the coaches that are in middle schools, I know one thing I've already heard from the community. This wasn't from you. You were able to get the schools over on your field, you know, as middle school coaches and players out there. How was that to have them all out there on your field?
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's just extending that opportunity. It's nothing organized or it's just, hey, this is available. If you need a turf field, if the weather doesn't permit you to do what you need to do, ours is available, and just making it available. That's it. So, you know, one of the things I've told, you know, our staff is when it comes time for kids to make a decision on where to go to school, all I want is for them to have an idea of what they're passing up if they don't come to Cookeville. That's it. It's not, you know, anything other than making ourselves really interactive with them from whether it's camps, getting in the schools, or just having them practice or play games on our field.
You know, Putnam County is fairly unique in that opportunity, and basically high schools in Putnam County are pretty wide open. You know, Monterey is kind of a little further than the other schools, if you will. I mean, you have to drive up the mountain. Beautiful school up mm-hmm. there, but they tend to draw the folks that live close to that school. Whereas you know, you talk about Cookeville and Upperman, they're not very far away from each other. And then you've got White County right down the road. Everybody's in stone's throw, you know, from each other. But in our county, as it is, they do have the options and opportunities to choose where they want to go to high school. And that's unique from some other places that are out there. A lot of the counties that are across the state of Tennessee are one high school counties if they're rural at all. Mm-hmm. And then you get into the bigger communities like a Nashville or a Memphis, and then you run into some zoning situations to where you have to live in the area that you're going to go to school unless it's a private school. So it presents different challenges along the way, but you know, I know that in past conversations, if they're a Cookeville kid and they've grown up in this area, you want them at Cookeville High School.
Right, yeah, for sure. And again, I think it just goes back to they're going to make the decision that's best for them. There's going to be kids from Cookeville that go to Monterey or go to Upperman, and there's probably going to be some, you know, in the other way around. But just making sure that they have at least a little bit of an idea of what our staff is like, what our culture is like, what our facilities are like, and then, you know, they can make an informed decision.
Yeah, building a football team is like building anything else. You can parallel that to business or, you know, whatever else someone does for a living, and it's no different for you. But, you know, that foundation has to be strong. You could probably – you've seen some programs before in the past that have maybe had some quick hits and maybe done – things maybe not the way that they were supposed to be done to get quick benefit, quick wins, if you will, if that happened. But I know you're building, you've been around long enough, and you're building the foundation in the beginning to be strong as time goes on, because I don't really think you want to go anywhere anytime soon, and this is where you want to be. So what are some important things to you as far as building that foundation for your student athletes that you've got to know already at Cookeville High School?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for them is just to know that they're going to be held accountable. It doesn't matter who they are, what grade they're in, what position they play, or how much they play, or you know, anything like that. It's just there's a standard that we've set as a staff that they're going to be held to, and I think they have bought into that very quickly. I mean, it didn't take long. They were ready. You know, they were ready for that challenge, and they've done that very well. And I think, you know, I think even with their freshmen who we've had, you know, a little over a month, it was quick. I think they were quick to realize that it's going to be a different standard, you know, at Cookeville, than maybe what they're used to at their middle school or whatever. So, and that's not to say anything about the middle school. It's just different high school, you know, high school football, the expectations.
Step up.
And yeah. So I think that's just being consistent daily, you know, with our players and not wavering on what we believe in.
And it's a pretty cool, unique situation, if you will, in the fact that, you know, you have All Good Middle School, Avery Trace Middle School, Prescott South Middle School right here in town, and they play each other. And they play Monterey, and they play Upperman. They've got their own little league that they play, and that's quite different than it was when, you know, when I was growing up. We had one middle school, and that was it, and we played schools kind of like the high schools do. But with the way it is right now, it seems to me there would be a lot more opportunities for young student athletes to play, whereas before, when it was one team, you know, you may have had 50, 60 kids on a team, and that was it. And now with the three schools, and then when you throw Monterey and Upperman in there too, you got a lot more kids playing football and the opportunity to learn along the way those skills that they need as they go into high school. And, you know, high school football is probably not for everybody, but if you're in that development phase along the way and from junior pro into middle school and then into high school, there's probably going to be a lot more kids that get that opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. And I think anybody, which we had quite a few just people in the community come and watch, but if you were at our middle school camp back in June, it's evident there's, you know, roughly 130, 140, you know, current middle school football players in Putnam County. And we had a majority of those at our camp. And, you know, if those guys continue to develop and stay and you know, kind of build and stay together, I think the future is bright. Just from a consistency standpoint, there's the numbers, and Cookeville's always had the numbers, but there's talent, you know, and it's consistent, you know, through all the age groups that we were able to work with. So it's all exciting.
You know, it's got to be exciting for those kids to be able to compete against each other, you know, for 2 or 3 years in middle school, and then all of a sudden you make that change, you know, and one day you show up at the field house and now you're on the same team. You get any feedback from them walk in?
Trash talk.
Trash talk.
You hear it from our seniors and juniors mostly, but you know, those guys, our freshmen come in and there's no, you can't tell where they've been. And I think that's a good thing just because of the consistency in those programs. There's no, you know, ill will or anything like that. They're all on one team now, but I agree the competition just within those teams, but there's still some trash talk that goes on between some of our players.
Well, that's healthy. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, that remains with them as they go through, you know, their high school years that they played at All Good or they played at Avery Trace or they played at Prescott. You know, they'll never forget those competitions that they had. And, you know how middle school goes. There's usually a team that's a little bit more dominant every year. And then, you know, in the course of 3 years, another team builds that up. And, you know, I've seen that transpire over the last several years with, you know, different schools winning that little conference that they have. So it's a pretty neat setup and allowing them to get more kids involved and to be able to play and have those opportunities as they move into high school.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, we're talking to Coach Taylor Hennigan, head football coach at Cookeville High School today. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. Your host again, Sam Brooks, with Coach Taylor Hennigan, head football coach at Cookeville High School. That's got to sound good to you, Coach. I'm going to give you the opportunity now. You know, the backbone of any football team in high school is the coaching staff that you build. I know when I was there, it was very important to get the proper individuals in front of our student athletes in order to try and reach our goals along the way. That is so important in giving them what they need to grow as an athlete. And you don't want to trust that role to just anybody. So those decisions that you made as far as your coaching staff are very important to the future of Cookeville football. So let's enlighten the community and the listeners out there to your decisions and who you have at the positions as coaches at Cookeville High School.
Yeah, so the first thing that I wanted to do was, you know, obviously any new coach, you're trying to figure out your staff and, you know, current staff and who's, you know, who you're going to keep and who you're able to bring in, how many, that type of thing. And obviously at the high school level, there's an added layer of the teaching position or the non-faculty, you know, role that they're going to play. So a little bit new to me, but, you know, the first thing that I'm looking for are guys that are positive, that are going to be coaching in a positive way. I've been around a lot of different types of coaches, as I know you have. I'm very much a energetic but positive reinforcement type of coach. And that doesn't mean that we don't hold our players accountable or get on to them. There's plenty of that, but I think everything that can be said in a negative way can be also said in a positive way. So that was kind of the big thing. You know, the second part that I just want to add was the support from Mr. Pettit, the support from our administration to allow me to make some of the changes that I felt like I needed to make has been incredible, and can't thank them enough. But on the offensive side of the ball, my brother, actually, Zach Hennigan, is going to be our offensive coordinator. Graduated from Cookeville in 2006. Was an all-state quarterback. Good basketball player, good football player. And again, you know, similar to me, just a positive, experienced coach. Has coached in some big-time games. Coached a lot of different positions. He's a guy that I felt like could do a number of different jobs, but has grown into a role in the offensive side of the ball. So he'll coach our quarterbacks and coordinate our offense.
And that was a move for him. He wasn't living in Cookeville, so that was a pretty big decision, you know, for his family to pick up and move here with you. And gosh, I can't, you know, having your brother right there with you, it's got, you know, the faith and the trust that goes along with that. You already know the guy.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to learn a new offensive coordinator because you already know him.
Right.
That's got to, you know, be huge for you guys.
Yeah, it was. You know, his wife has been involved in University of Tennessee athletics and the football program. So that was a level to that move as well. But they obviously were very excited. And one of the big reasons for me, you know, taking this job was just the thought of not only being closer to family, but working with family. And
well, I know a couple guys up there at Tennessee, and I can tell you this, they did not want her to leave.
Right, yeah.
You know, she was big in that program, no doubt.
Yeah, she's a rock star. She's really good at what she does. So that was probably the hardest part of it, but, you know, hopefully something works out for her in this area as well. But it's been awesome. You know, you talked about the trust, but just – you know, the time that we've talked about coaching together, you know, one day and now being able to do that's been great.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, no doubt. So I'm looking at the list right here. I'll just kind of go down. And you were able to get Marcus Walls. You took a little bit of a break. You know, Marcus has been in a lot of places. He was a former college coach also, you know, just like you. And the experience that he has, you know, that was a pretty quick decision by you to make him defensive coordinator. What did you see in Marcus that you wanted to have for your student athletes?
Yeah, the biggest thing, you know, that I'm looking for is simplicity, looking for somebody that's going to allow our players to play free of confusion, you know, get lined up and run to the ball. And from the moment, you know, I talk to him and the first time you see him on the field, it's all about chasing the ball and making sure that we're sound. And so we align, you know, very well from that standpoint. You know, the other thing is just accountability. He is as disciplined as any coach I've been around, and it's been good not only for our players but for our coaches. We're young on that side of the ball as far as staff goes, and so he's been able to coach up our young coaches. And even, you know, he's the guy that I bounced a lot of ideas off of too. So he's been really, really good, and he's awesome in the weight room as well. He's a big strength and conditioning guy, which has been a huge plus.
I'll tell you this, you know, Marcus is a wellness teacher, and in my day job with Vital, you know, we got kind of a dual credit course going with wellness through Tennessee Tech, which is exciting for our students at Cookeville High School, and Marcus is one of those teachers. And you know, I've gone, of course, I go to Cookeville a lot in my job, and I can tell you this, as a teacher, I have been in his room several times over the last 2 or 3 years, and I have never walked in his room that he is not standing up teaching.
Yep.
And as many times as I've been in there and peeked in and said hi to him, that's a pretty big accomplishment. So I know teaching means just as much to this guy as coaching does. And I've always said, if you can be a good coach or vice versa, if you're a good teacher, you can be a good coach. If you're a good coach, you can be a good teacher. And he really exemplifies that. So I hope he hears this. Shout out to him. I went in there and told him that one day when he was in there. And I just proud of that guy for, you know, how he cares about teaching in the classroom,
sure,
and also being a good coach on the field. You know, coaches sometimes get a bad name for maybe not doing a good job in the classroom. This guy exemplifies the other side of that. So
no doubt.
And then there's a name that I see on there. It's got another Hennigan at the end. And I've heard of this guy before, Mike Hennigan. He's going to be patrolling the sidelines once again.
Yeah, he is. It's been definitely one of the best parts of the job is you know, not only being back around him daily, but just getting him on the field. And I think he's enjoyed it maybe more so than he thought he would. But he's been obviously someone I've bounced a lot of head coach thoughts and questions off of, but he's been heavily involved in our special teams.
Crazy if you don't.
Yeah.
You're a former head football coach at Tennessee Tech, linebacker and defensive coordinator for years. You know, a lot of great experience there, Coach.
Yeah, special teams captain in the NFL, special teams coordinator as a head coach. So just a ton of experience. He's been very involved in the, I guess, implementation of the special teams, not so much on the field. He has worked with our specialists some, but we've got two young guys that are going to coordinate our special teams. And so having him as well as myself kind of overseeing that has been great.
That moves us to a couple of your – I just want to make a point. I've got to go to break here real quick, and then we'll come back and finish the thought. But a lot of former Cookeville High School football players on here. I'll go Taylor Hennigan, Zach Hennigan, Brian Chambers. I'm not sure about Upshaw. I don't think so. But Scavo, Hatcher is still there. You know, you got
Alan
a lot of
Richardson.
Alan Richardson. You got a lot of former players out there that wore the red, white, and blue. We're going to talk about that when we come back. But first, we're going to take a quick break. So we'll do that and be right back. Hey, welcome back to Local Matter Sports. Your host, Sam Brooks, again talking with Coach Taylor Hennigan, head football coach at Cookeville High School, taking over this year for Jimmy Maynard. We were going through your staff a little bit when we left, and we got down to a guy that I've had some experience with. And quite honestly, when I got the job at Upperman High School, this was the very first call I made. And I told my wife that, and she said, "You called him before you called me." And I got in trouble a little bit there because actually I did. But Brian Chambers, wide receiver coach, did a fantastic job for me. I don't think there's anybody around this area that knows any more about the position than him. So big shout out to Coach Chambers, and I know that was an early pickup for you also.
Yeah, you know, he's the guy that I was really unsure about. I didn't know him very well, obviously knew who he was and knew his family and knew the name, but hadn't spent a whole lot of time with him. So really, really excited that he was on board and wanting to continue to stay. I think, you know, he's a coach that's been rejuvenated, you know, just to be able to, you know, have some input in that position and really just get his hands on some of those players. And, I mean, you talk about a coach, our staff really is full of them, but, you know, you talk about a coach that'll do anything for you. I mean, he's done a lot of, I guess, just the extracurricular stuff, mowing and hauling stuff and helping and, you know, putting stuff together and organizing stuff. He is always the first guy to volunteer to help, and just very evident when he's on the field how much he loves the kids, how much he loves to coach. He has been awesome.
Yeah, he comes from good stock, no doubt. You know, son of Ron Chambers passed away here recently, and longtime coach in Putnam County, and, of course, we miss him. But Brian will carry on that legacy for the Chambers family and do a fantastic job. And, you know, I've watched you coach a little bit. You probably didn't even know that. I've been around practice from afar and watching a little bit while you guys are out there. And, you know, you're calm, cool, and collected. And, you know, Brian's kind of the other end of that, you know, spectrum. I'm sure you've calmed him down a little bit. But, you know, I got plenty of stories on Brian Chambers if you ever need any. But he can get after them, but in a good way. Some coaches who are, you know, a little bit more verbal, if you will, some of them have the ability to be able to get on kids real hard, but kids turn around and love them for it. You know, there's no loss of respect between in that relationship. And Brian is one of those guys. Vertus Duff was one that comes to mind that could always really get into a kid really hard, but they turned out just absolutely loving him no matter what. And he, you know, he does it in the right way and knows that he cares for him. His classroom's the same way. I've been in his classroom before. Those kids absolutely love him. Still teaching middle school, and he's kind of an implant for you there at All Good Middle School, so he'll be able to kind of help analyze that school and the football players that are there and talk them up to Cookeville High School as they go through. One that I'm not familiar with, run game coordinator and running backs, Jeff Upshaw.
Yeah, just another guy that is willing to do whatever, you know, whatever I ask. He, to me, is probably our most versatile coach on the staff, and he can literally coach any position. He's got experience. He, you know, we were without an offensive line coach for a little while, and he, you know, volunteered and said, I don't necessarily want to be an offensive line coach long term, but he said, I'll do it. And so he kind of took that role over for a little while and just ran with it. And I was really pleased with just obviously his attitude and his work ethic, but just his knowledge and willing to learn, you know, when he didn't have all the answers. But he's coached offense, defense. He's going to be heavily involved in special teams for us. So just another really good coach.
Another guy here, you know, local product, Michael Scavo, co-special teams coordinator and working with your linebackers, was a linebacker at Coy High School, went on to Tennessee Tech to play a couple years, got a little injured there and had to move on with his career, but excellent player at Coy High School, and now you got him on staff.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I saw him, I was actually coaching against him when he was at Cookeville, and very evident, you know, to see when you immediately turn on the tape, he's around the ball every play, and got the opportunity to coach him at Tennessee Tech. And, you know, as a special teams coordinator, he is the dream. He's the guy that you want on the field, and really excelled at special teams, but also on defense. And, you know, undersized, he probably had a lot going against him. Being a local walk-on and being undersized is not always an easy thing to do. And,
right.
You know, just a guy that you want, you know, on your side of the ball. And as a coach, very, very knowledgeable, going to be a co-special teams coordinator, has really, you know, done a good job with that. And obviously our linebackers, he's totally commanded that position as well.
Steve Hatcher, been around for a while, working with a specialist. You know, Steve absolutely loves being there because you know what? He don't have to be. You know, he's retired from being a teacher in education. He just loves football. He loves Cookeville football. And I'm glad to see that he came back his own staff with you guys.
Yeah, very excited. The first thing I told him was I've been in Division I programs that don't have a specialist coach. So anything that he can give me is a huge bonus. And he's out there every day, works with our kickers, and we're fortunate to have some young guys coming up that are going to be really good, I think. So he's done a great job.
You got Will Harding coaching your tight ends.
Yeah, Will is, to me, going to be a really, really good coach, very smart. You know, needs to trust his ability, I think, a little bit more. He's very knowledgeable. He's coached on both sides. He was a at least one state championship winner, maybe multiple at Maryville, started at center at Maryville High School, is going to coach our tight ends because of his knowledge of the offensive line and working some with those offensive tackles at times too. So, again, just another guy that is really, really smart. I think he's going to be a really good coach.
A lot of great experience there. If he was playing up there at Maryville, you know, got a lot of good experience there, no doubt. Offensive line, you were able to bring in a guy from out of town that you had your eye on for a long time and was able to close that deal. Ben Saunders is his name. He'll be coaching offensive line.
Yeah, Ben honestly kind of fell in our lap. We were, I guess, finishing up spring practice, you know, finishing up the school year, getting prepared for June workouts, and had a guy that I had been in communication with about the position that, for different reasons, didn't work out, some family stuff, and, you know, kind of gave up finding someone from the outside to do it and looked at, you know, our internal options as far as coaching the offensive line. And long story short, got in touch with Ben and got on a few Zoom calls and film sessions and got on the phone and just really felt comfortable about it. He's got experience. He's played some semi-professional ball. He's played obviously played high school football. He's coached in the college ranks at some community college, some of the best community colleges in the country. So experience is not going to be an issue. I think just, you know, the time, obviously he's going to start next week, and so he's going to have 3 or 4 weeks to kind of get his feet wet. But very fortunate. And again, you know, the ability to make that hire from our administration is huge.
Where does Ben come to us from?
He's most recently at a high school in Wichita, Kansas, but he's been at Hutchinson Community College and Independence Community College.
He's an out-of-towner then.
Yeah.
Out-of-stater.
Originally from New York.
Awesome. Wow. Yep. That's great. And then a familiar name here that also, I believe, played over at Tennessee Tech, and Justin Van, also co-special teams coordinator and defensive line.
Yeah, Jay Van, played with him at Tennessee Tech. We were on the OVC championship team together. Just a foxhole guy that you want, you know, on your team, and very knowledgeable, very, very good with the players. Just the way he teaches, the way he explains, he motivates. Been around not only football but multiple sports and coaches, and I think a huge, huge hire for us, and has done a phenomenal job. And again, just another positive, high energy guy.
And I think has some middle school experience. I know his wife is a coach over at Prescott South of basketball. He's done a fantastic job over there. He was coaching football over at Prescott in middle school last year, so you'll still have that connection with Prescott through one of your coaches.
Yeah, and it's been good, you know, to lean on him, you know, able to come up with some of those middle school guys, and the knowledge that he has working with him has already, you know, been valuable.
I got to mention these other folks here. If I don't, I'll feel bad about it. But you got OP, Jeff Goolsby, that you're going to do your stats again, does a fantastic job with that. And not only that, but the website. So shout out to Petey there. Glad you're coming back over there. You got managers. You got Mackenzie Mitchell, Zaya Peace, Danica Dial, Miley Brunette, Maddie Whitaker, and Clemens Baker. Managing a football team in high school is tough. I always took good care of my managers because sometimes, you know, they don't get all the glory they're associated with sports. And I don't know why sometimes they want to do what they do, but they get satisfaction out of it and get to be a part of a team. So shout out to all those folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Could not operate the way that we do without them. So yeah. It's been awesome having them around.
Yeah. So numbers. What do numbers look like on the football team at Cool High School so far this year?
Yeah, I think right now varsity we're low 80s, which is down, normal down from spring ball, which always happens. But I think it's the right 80. You know, I think it's the right mix of guys that are bought into what we're doing, and we've got about 44, 45 freshmen that have come in that. You know, the limited time we've seen them have looked really good.
So if you had your wishes, your druthers every year, what size football team would you like to have from freshman all the way through?
You know, no particular number. I think we can handle as many as, you know, 160. We can win with as many as 50. You know,
yeah.
I think it's just about getting the right guys on, you know, on the team, on the bus. And I think that we've done that, and it's not been – you know, by force or by negativity, it's just, you know, the way it plays out that some guys aren't, for whatever reason, aren't able to live to the standard. And so it's naturally created, you know, the numbers where we're at.
I think a good key is that you have a standard. You know, you know what you want to do. You've lived through this before, both as a player and as a coach in college and in high school too. So, there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to get Cookeville football back to where it needs to be. Cookeville football has been there before, been to, I guess, the semifinals a couple of times. So we know it can be done, and this is a great community, you know, that supports sports and supports, especially Cookeville High School, that supports what, you know, the student athletes are doing out there. So I have no doubt in my mind you're going to be successful with what you're doing. Just, you know, hang in there like a hare in a biscuit and, you know, get the job done. And we know you will, and we're there supporting you. And just congratulations again on getting back to Cookeville High School. And I think this is a dream thing for you. So congratulations on that, and good luck in the future.
Thank you very much.